We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dane Brugler, NFL draft analyst. Dane, your season's coming up, buddy. How are you?
There's no off season, right?
I guess not. You're right.
This is a year-round thing. But no, this is when... You know, I want to talk draft in July, but no one wants to talk draft with me. But now, all of a sudden, people want to start talking draft. So, yeah, it's down here in Mobile. I feel like I'm in Ohio. It's like in the high 30s, low 40s. Yeah. It's pretty chilly, but it's been a good week so far.
Dane, before we get into what the Browns are going to do with the 10th pick, and we're probably all leaning towards offensive line, but I'm curious, you know, obviously Joe Burrow had the – you know, arguably the greatest season we've ever seen for a quarterback, if you factor in the competition he played against. Where does he rank in terms of a prospect of the top quarterback prospects in recent years?
Well, it's so unprecedented to have a season like he did, and you know, you started to see it in September with what he did against Texas in Austin, and then once he got into the meat of the SEC schedule and, you know, passed the test against Auburn and against Florida, then against Alabama, and, you know, pretty soon the doubters, you run out of reasons to doubt this kid. I mean, forget a bad game. He didn't have an average game this year. You have to go back to last November against Alabama, the last time he had even an average performance. So, you know, it's just unprecedented to see a player make this type of leap at that position between his junior year and his senior year. And so there will be NFL teams, you know, execs and decision makers who have a tough time wrapping their head around that because we haven't really seen it before. We, you know, we've seen, you know, Baker Mayfield was, a lot of people thought, a second, third rounder going into his senior year, ends up being the number one overall pick. But, you know, he didn't really take a big jump in his abilities. It just, you know, people kind of, you know, bought into him over time. Burrow literally was just, it looks like a different player with more consistency. And so it's going to be really interesting, you know, going through this process, if we hear him start to get dinged a little bit, just because it's people talking about 1 year. But if you're going to have 1 year of this type of production, you better be, you know, consistent from game in, game out. And he's been at that level. It's been really impressive to watch. I mean, the Bengals can't mess this up, right? And they have to take
it. Oh, they can. They can.
They can, yeah. They certainly
can.
You're
right, they probably could.
Hey, Dane, some of the quarterbacks that are here down here in Mobile, you know, Jalen Hurts is here, of course. I don't think he's going to be that high of a pick, but he'll probably get drafted. You've got Herbert from Oregon, who probably will be maybe the highest player taken that's down here. What do you make of these guys in the quarterback crop that is in Mobile?
Well, yeah, and I think that depending on Tua's medicals, you know, Burrow, Tua, first two quarterbacks off the board, most likely, and then we get to Jordan Love and Justin Herbert, and there's a split opinion on both those guys around the league. Justin Herbert has more of the resume. On paper, he looks great, you know, 6'6", 240 pounds, a great athlete, 4.0 student in college. So there's a lot of things about Justin Herbert that's easy to sell, but when you watch his tape, he leaves you wanting more as a player. And so there's a lot of – you talk to guys around the league, and they just tell you, not really a Herbert guy. I like him, but, you have to love him to take him in the first round. And so Jordan Love has plenty of momentum, and this is a big week for him. He had such a great sophomore year. Then, you know, a new coaching staff comes in, a new offensive system. A lot of guys left or, you know, graduated. You only have one returning starter on that offense at Utah State. Didn't have nearly the consistency or the production this past season, but he is such a toolsy player. The arm is just easy velocity, very nimble player, natural touch down the field. There's so much going for him. There are plenty of scouts around the league.
Dane, he couldn't beat Kent State, though. Come on.
You know, he put up points. I mean,
he did put points. That's
but
true.
No, I mean, there are scouts around the league that will tell you that they will, you know, pound the table for Jordan Love before Justin Herbert. And so this is a big week for both these guys. And today, first practice, you know, both up and down. It's hard to judge these quarterbacks. I try to give that first practice a little bit of a pass, see what they can do, you know, Wednesday and Thursday after they've had a day underneath them to get their feet wet with these new receivers and new coaches and all that. But I think the next discussion is, okay, who's going to be the third quarterback drafted that's going to be here? Is it going to be Jalen Hurts? I think it's going to be Anthony Gordon from Washington State, you know, going that taking that Gardner Minshew route, one-year starter at Washington State in that Mike Leach system. He's got a quick release, and he's a smart, confident guy. I think Anthony Gordon could be one of the risers from this week of the Senior Bowl.
We're talking with Dane Brugler, NFL draft analyst. Dane, let's get to the Browns. And, you know, obviously offensive line's an area of need. They could use upgrades at three of their five spots, including both tackle positions. We've talked about linebacker as well, safety probably. You know, you always want to take the best player available, and hopefully that connects with your needs. Does that, you know, with offensive line, probably tackle being the biggest need, does that line up properly for the Browns at 10?
I think it does. If you're going to need a tackle high in the draft, this is the draft to do that. I think there are four tackles that could be in the mix there with that 10th pick. For me, Jedrick Wills from Alabama is the top guy. He is just so natural with his movements. He's powerful. The dude loves football. He played right tackle at Alabama. People need to remember Tua being a lefty. That was his blind side. But he has all the talent to play on the left or the right side. Tristan Wirfs from Iowa, he's also in that top 10 mix. Mekeke Becton from Louisville, a big mauler at left tackle. You don't see guys that are 360 pounds that move Ooh. Like Becton does. He's got that Trent Brown type of body, but he's also in that top 15 mix. And then Andrew Thomas from Georgia, who a lot of people thought was maybe the top tackle going into the year. He had an okay season. There's a lot to like about him. He's still in that top 15 discussion. 6'5", 320, moves really well. He gets the job done, just it doesn't always look pretty. He needs to work on his balance, needs to stay off the ground. But, you know, they're sitting in a good spot there at number 10 where the needs might also match up with who might be the best available player when they end up picking at 10.
We just talked with Zach Jackson last segment, your colleague there, of course, Dane. And you know, this is such a deep wide receiver draft.
Yeah.
For the Browns, I mean, you know, frankly, it kind of hurts them a little bit if they want to try and maybe move on from Odell Beckham Jr. But also maybe gives them, you know, a little bit of something here to go after a big target maybe later in this draft because it is so deep. Talk about this wide receiver draft and how it affects the Browns.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of underclassmen come out that are going to affect the top of the draft. CeeDee Lamb from Oklahoma, I think he's the top guy. But right after that, Jerry Jeudy from Alabama and Ruggs from Alabama. T. Higgins from Clemson's in that first-round mix. Jalen Reagor from TCU. You can go on and on about all the wide receiver talent. But it's not only the first round because it does extend to the second, third round. And there's a few guys down here in Mobile, a few seniors who people need to know about. Antonio Gandy-Golden from Liberty. Liberty's not known for producing a lot of NFL guys, but this guy is a big-time talent. And, you know, T. Higgins, to me, is a first-round pick. I don't see a huge gap between what T. Higgins has to offer and what Gandy-Golden has to offer, but you can get Gandy-Golden probably in the early third round. So there's going to be, and not to mention that we're going to see a lot of these receivers pushed down just because we're going to see a surplus at the position. And, you know, most years we have 12 and a half wide receivers go in the top 100 on average. This year, doing my top 100 draft board, it's tough to leave out some of these receivers. You end up with 17, 18, 19 names in your top 100. Not all of them are going to go that high. So even if the Browns want to wait till day three, there will be talent for them to be had fourth, fifth round. So it not only is it a strong draft at the position at the top, but that extends through the day two and then into day three.
Dane, good stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. I'm sure we'll be talking to you plenty between now and the draft.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dane.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.